But before we go to the Gemara, just let's refresh our memories and learn Rashi in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it says, Lo yeitze ha'ish b'sandal ha'mesumah v'loi b'yochid. A person should not walk out in the Rishus HaRabim when he's wearing one sandal. Bizman she'ein beragloi makeh. The Isser to go out with one sandal was Davke said if he does not have a makeh on his foot. So let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. So Rashi says, V'loi b'yochid, v'loi b'sandal yochid. Bizman she'ein beragloi makeh. So Rashi brings two reasons why it is also to wear one sandal. B'shas Yerushalmi meforish d'loi lech shedei. That this is a very modern matzev to walk with one sandal. Where's the other sandal? So people might be choshet him. The toin le lechavre tu siknofe. He's holding the other one. Let's say the strap tore, so he can't wear the second one. Leidach gise, it's a shod to leave the sandal there. So he's carrying it. So als the halacha v'yisim nikiyim me'ashem me'yisrael. So a person has to go and leave this sandal also. They shouldn't be choshetim. V'loshen rabbeisai, dilme mechaychi olei. Maybe they'll ridicule him. He's walking with one sandal, maybe they'll ridicule him. And that's the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tzuve, Tzar achlome man mimoves. People don't make fun of him, is v'shokil, v'sholif le'yumamte le'biyodei, v'shikre Shabbat. So they're making fun of him that he's wearing one sandal, so he'll take it off and he'll carry it. V'shikre Shabbat. U'miyu bizman sheyesh beragloi make, shori, then it is muta. The Gemara boy behind me na'yu yoivle. If there's a make, so which foot does he wear the sandal? The foot that has the makeh or the foot that does not have the makeh? Zog the Gemara. V'loi b'yochid bizman she'ein beragloi makeh. Hoyesh beragloi makeh. But if he has beragloi a makeh, nothing. Then he's permitted to wear a sandal. Bahaymi nayu nothing. With which foot does he put the sandal on? He puts the sandal on the foot that has a makeh. So the Gemara says, Alme kasovar sandal lishum tsar ovid, that the reason one wears a sandal is because of tsar. Now let us see Rashi. Hoyesh beragloi makeh, Ikalameidik, one can be medayik from the Mishneh, the Nofik biyochid. Says he only doesn't go out, bizman she'ein beragloi makeh. Bahash the boy Talmude, bahai miraglov Nofik. On which foot is he permitted to put the sandal? So the Gemara says, sandal l'shem tzar ovid. Sheloi yinogeif biyeseideis hadrochim. There's koitzim and there's other things in the derech. And in order to avoid to bang his foot on these things, he wears a sandal. Be it style. Hilkach. That is the purpose that one wears a sandal. Ksherayin oisai tzeleya. So now this person has a makeh. V'yoidin sheyesh beraglov makeh. Ein choshdin oisai shetoyin es hasheini biyodoi. Ela makirin boy lefi maisov shepar soisov koshes. They see his soles are very tough. Ve'enei mitztayr b'yiseidis hadrochem. V'loi noya loy ela mishum make v'dayoi bozeh levado. He says, so now the chshat. He says, a person is wearing one sandal normally, So what's pshat? He has 2 feet. If his feet are tough, so why is he wearing one sandal? Akochi is wearing one sandal, his feet are not tough. So he needs a sandal. So where's the other sandal? So that will come to pshat. But now if they see him limping, so memele, now everything is understood. And he's wearing the sandal on the foot that limps. So mustami has a mak on this foot. So even though he has tough feet, but the makah will get irritated from the yesedis hadrochim. So therefore he has to go and put a sandal on that foot. The other foot doesn't need a sandal. Because the soles of his feet are as tough as a sole of a shoe. So memele, so that's why he's not wearing a sandal. There's no mokim for shat. Ule loshen, so that is according to the Yerushalmi. Ule loshen raboisai, according to my Rebbe's pshat, so there the reason was that one should not wear one sandal because they'll chaychi yalei. So lechayre, Rashi lechayre could have said, they won't laugh on him. There's nothing to laugh on. This person makes sense. He has tough feet, and the reason he wears one sandal is because one foot has a maka. Rashi doesn't say this for some reason. And Rashi says, Inami mochku alo, de loy chozu le maka, loy sholif lo, de mitztayer bi yeseydes hadrochim machmas hamaka. So Rashi brings down, from Rashi you see Klo, that if they would recognize the Makkah, they also wouldn't laugh at him. Because Rashi says, Inami mochelod leichozu lemakkah. Rashi all of a sudden, according to the Tam of Chayechalo, Rashi all of a sudden was afraid maybe they won't see the Makkah. So I thought, Mechitaisi, of the Tam of Shad, Rashi says, they'll see the Makkah, they won't be choishet. Als the Tam of Chayechalo, all of a sudden we're afraid, since they'll see the Makkah, there's nothing to laugh at him. I mean, everything is above a swim from damage. But Rashi all of a sudden is afraid, maybe they won't see the Makkah. What pshat? All of a sudden their eyesight is not 20/20 anymore, they don't have 20/20 vision, they won't see the Makkah. So I thought maybe you could understand this. Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva says pshat in a posuk in Mishlei, Zayd Yohir Let Shemoy. So the Rabbeinu Yonin says pshat, the Shlomo Melech wanted to explain what makes a let. How, what combination makes a person that he'll ridicule someone else? So Shlomo Melech says he has 2 components. First of all, there's an inyan of Zodin, Achzorius, a fadobene mensch. And then, Yoir, he's a balgaive. If he wouldn't have Achzorius, so why are you making fun of someone else? There is a tzarach lom mar mimoves. So a kochach, if he can make fun of someone, so he has a fadobene kite, he's an asa. But if he wouldn't be a balgaive, he knows he also has chischoinus, I mean, so he also wouldn't ridicule the other person. So he's a balgaivol, so he's a Muslim, and Yenner is doch not a Muslim. So Mamela, with this combination, Zayd, Yoyel, Let, Shemoy, he can become a Let. So a person who has in himself these 2 netiyas, he's not too observant. He enjoys this. This is a Pesazoy, this is Gishmak. So Mamela, so at the time of Chshad, I mean, listen, if a person with 20/20 vision sees that this person is limping, so you won't be chayshitim. You have to be yaitse the sumim also. If you see it, well, they won't be chayshit me. I did enough already. You look at me, and you'll understand my matzev. You'll understand that why I'm wearing one sandal. I have a hard sole on my left foot, and the right foot has a makke and fartik. But if the time is out, smoch gualo, so this person doesn't look that he, for him, the nesoyin is too great. Maybe he won't recognize it. His enjoyment of ridiculing someone else, he won't see the ganze zach. So memele, that would seem like that from this Rashi. We'll have problems the next Rashi, but the Baal Veilet Zohar B'Shaita. So Rashi says, Inami Mochku Allah, Afilo Bi Mochku Allah, Deloi Chozu Lamake. So even though we were afraid if they'll ridicule him, he'll take off the shoe. He can't be soivul that what they're ridiculing him. Abalai shalivlo the mitzvah be yisaidus hadrochim machmas hamake. That means he's going to say take tzar achlom is mami moves, but the foot hurts. Your mami moves, nish mami moves. So here the pain is excruciating. I'm going to go and go without a sandal, and then the make will hit the yisaidus is made good. So memele, this will hold him back. That's l'chayre, what Rashi is saying. But l'chayre, we have to understand all the time. Let's say a person who's wearing one sandal, without a makke. Now let's try and figure him out. Why is he wearing one sandal? So because this person is wearing one sandal, he has tender feet. That's Mr. Mepshat. Or else if you don't have 10 feet, you don't have to wear sandal and guns. So Mustama, he has 10 feet. Why is he wearing one sandal? What's Takib Shah? He couldn't find the second sandal. So why should both feet hurt? So Al Kaponim, one foot won't hurt. So now they come and they ridicule him. So what does he do? He takes off the sandal. The foot is going to hurt. So l'chayre daf medachep is zogen that good. There's a difference in pain. For that pain, the pain of tender feet, he'll take off the sandal. As daf l'chayre zogen, the pain of a foot with a maki, he won't take off the sandal. L'chayre that's or else bechlal is not. I mean, if for pain, he won't take off the sandal. So every person who wears one sandal, l'kochach he's wearing a mitzar le'lishem tzar of it. That's the reason one puts on a sandal. And if that will hold them back from taking it off, so what's the difference if there's a makke, if there's not a makke? So l'chayre, you have to say with a makke, it's excruciating pain, and without a makke, it's namazay pain. So Rashi should have been madgish this. The inami mochelod lechoz l'makke l'sholod, the mitztayer b'yisaydis hadrochim machmas hamakke. I mean, the whole reason one wears a sandal is because it's mitztayer. Rashi should have been more dramatic to say how excruciating the pain is with hamakke. Rashi, the mitztayer yoiser. I mean, everyone who wears a sandal is, the reason is because he's mitztayer. Beisach nish. Aber kaponim bachsach mir. This is Pshat and Rashi. V'chiye barav oma, Chiye barav says, bo'oiso she'ein bo make. That he wears the sandal on the foot that does not have the make. Al makesova l'shum tainig of it, v'zu she'yesh bo mako, makoso meicheches oileho. So Rashi says, l'shum tainig of it. The whole reason a person wears a sandal is not because he's afraid of the yisaidus hadrochim. And the Chedesh Ha'aviv explains, because for the yisaidus hadrochim, a person is able to observe how he's walking. So make sure not to walk over the broken bottles and the stones. For the yisaidus hadrochim, it's no problem. So really, a person has a smooth path. For a smooth path, you don't have to wear a sandal. So for why is he wearing a sandal? L'shum tainig of it. He wants to, this is a pis, l'shum tainig. Odom, istenis, verach. That's why he wears a sandal. But he's not afraid of the yisaidus hadrochim. Umakirim mitoich maiso, shenoal naloi achas, Shehu istanis. That would he put on one now. So there's a kash, why bechlal do you need a now? You don't need a now. And you say this, you can see, you look where you're going. So why is he wearing a now? So because shehu istanis. Vizu makoso moichechas alo, umevinin shamake moinosoi milino, poloichos dilei. So now, according to him, the only reason a person wears a sandal is an instantness. An instantness wears a sandal. For an instantness, it seems, it's not comfortable to wear a sandal on a regal sheyesh by make. Umevinin shehamake moinosoi milino. So Baiti, you also don't have a chshat. You see him walking with one sandal and one foot barefoot. So we'll realize, we see him limping also. So we understand that the reason he's not wearing the second sandal is because it's uncomfortable to wear a sandal on a foot that has a mak. So Mameo, there's no makim of chshat. Now all of a sudden Rashi says, Alinya nachuchi. They also won't laugh at him. So all of a sudden, the second Lashon, they became very observant. Why don't they laugh? Because they see he has a makir. So I don't understand. So why did Rashi have to say a ganze shtik teure inami moch lod lechozu lemakir? Why did Rashi have to say this? What's felt to say? The people who are litzonim, the loyagim, are they observant or aren't they observant? If they're observant, so we're finished already. Why did Rashi have to say shtik teire before? And Behemison, the Gemara weist ois, wie Rashi sagt. Because in the second Loshen, v'zu sheyesh bo mako, makosa moicheches oleo. Here the Gemara mentions it for Dover Poshet, makosa moicheches oleo. The first Loshen, the Gemara didn't mention it. But I really don't understand why in the first Loshen Rashi psehera tzad, and Rashi had to say eshtik teire d'leichozo l'make, and in the second Loshen, the only way we can understand the second Loshen is because makosa meicheches aleh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan sova lo loho da Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav Huna, but as Rav Huna held that the reason one wears a sandal is to be matzal from tzar, and when you have a makke, you put the sandal on the shoe that has the makke. So Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav Huna. Why? The Omer lei Rabbi Yochanan le Rav Shimon bar Rabbe, havli misanoi. Now we're going to see later in the sugya, there's a whole shaila and shakla v'talya, when a person puts on shoes, which shoe do you put on first? And we'll see later that Rabbi Yochanan held, you put on the left shoe first. Rabbi Yochanan held, you put on the left shoe first. Now there was once a maise, Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Shimon bar Rabbe, Havli misanoi. Yoiv lei diyamin. So he brought him the right shoe. He brought him the right shoe. So that meant, if Rabbi Yochanan holds, you put on the left shoe first. So if he brought him the right shoe, so Rabbi Yochanan felt obligated that he won't wear a left shoe then. Because if he puts on the right shoe, then he can't put on the left shoe afterward. Because he was magdim the right shoe to the left shoe, and the loch is faket. One has to be magdim the left to the right. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Shimon bar Rabbe, by bringing me the right shoe, omaloi osi soy make. So the Gemara in the Havamina learned, what's the title? Osi soy make. You made ki'ilu my right foot has a make. And that's why I'm only wearing one shoe. Let us see Rashi. Osi soy make. Rav Yochanan svirelei da noyol sandalin noyol shel smel tchile. V'achar kach shel yemin. First you put on the left shoe and then you put on the right. Kasal kedai tach dohochi kom alei. Im kein she'en elze. If I'll put on, you brought me the right shoe, so if I'll put on first the right shoe, Shuv loy en neil shel smile. So I won't put on the left shoe this time. Acha. Vineini yoitzi biyachit. So I'll go out with one shoe. Vasisa zu shel yamin ki ilu hoisa bo make. So by bringing me the right shoe, you're making ki ilu. I have a maka on the right foot, and that's why I'm only wearing a sandal on the right foot. Alma kasova ba'oiso sheyesh ba'maka noyo. That's meduyik in the lashon asisoi. You made it, and like it is going on the right foot. You brought me the right shoe, so you made ki'ilu the right foot as a maka. V'dilme kechia barav svirolei. So the Gemara says you can't be medayik that asisoi is going on the right foot. Maybe holds like chia barav. Vachi kama, o siso shel smil maket. You made, I'll have to wear only one sandal. So memele, so I have to wear the sandal on my right foot. So you're made that the smil has a maket, and one does not wear a sandal on a foot that has a maket. Zogt Rashi, v'dilme kerabchi yesvirelei, the omar ba'oiso she'ein bo make noyu. That you wear the sandal on the foot that does not have a make. Vachi kamalai. Im kein areini yoitze biyochid bezu shal yami. Vosiso esragli shal smoyu kilu yesh bo make. Eitze biyochid ba'oiso she'ein bo make. So bekitzer, so the Gemara is saying, that from this memra of Rabbi Yechon to Rabbi Shimon Barabe, we cannot figure out if he holds like Rav Huna or he holds like Chiya Barav. But now the Gemara explains and elaborates on the Maise, what the Inyan was, why Rabbi Yechon was makpid when he brought him the right sandal. Va'ozdo Rabbi Yechonin l'taymei. Da'oma Rabbi Yechonin kitfilin kach min olam. Ma tfilin bismoil, just like tfilin one puts on the left foot, on the left hand, ma tfilin bismoil, af min olam bismoil. So memele, zogt Rashi, v'oz da Rabbi Yechonin, da omar asisa make, de shamina mino, di haven noil di yamin bereshe, su lay haven noil dismoil, Basre letaime the Omar smoil chashiva. He holds there's achshivas in smoil. You have to be magdim smoil yamin. Tfilin besmoil ki the yalfinin b'menoches me al yodcho mole yad keya. It says yodcho with a hey, so we darshin that it's two words yad keya the hainu smoil. Shikeya le'inyan tashmish. So Mamela, so the Torah said that the tefillin have to be put on the Yad Keya. Zamoira di Kevot from the Gram Horovitz, that the Gram Horovitz says, if you look in the Gemara in Menoches, there's another drosha there. Rav Noson makes a different drosha. Rav Noson says, it says, uksharfem uksavtem, ma'ak sive biyamin, afkshire biyamin. So he says, according to Rav Noson, the Torah was never machshiv the smoil. The Torah said, you have to be kosher b'yamin. Let's say a person would have three hands. Al kaponim, the kshira is to be b'yamin. The Torah never said up to din that the tefillin have to be b'smoil. You have to be kosher b'yamin. So you have to be kosher b'yamin. Al kochoch, the hanoch has to be b'smoil. But not that the Torah was machshiv the smoil. That's why Rashi was medayik. Rashi bought a different lashon. It says yad keyo. The tefillin has to be besmoil. That's the halacha. Not that the kshira has to be b'yamin. The ik is the mochin. The mochim anochas tefillin has to be besmoil. So then you see the Torah was machshiv smoil. The Torah was machshiv the smoil. So mamele have to be machshiv the left side. So who had in the left foot? But if the ikavot is ukshartam uksavtam, that be yad shehu koyse vul koysher,
So you have to put on with your right hand. So put on your, so the tefillin you can't put on the right hand with the right hand. So of course you have to put on the left hand. But your shoes you'll put on the right foot with the right hand. So Mamel, that's why Rashi was Moiradik Medayik, and Rashi brought down this drosha. So this is the member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds the drosha of Yad Keya, and Memeler, he held that one has to be magdim the nile shall smile before the shall yemi. Meisve. Like the Gemara Akasha. We learned in Abarais, kshu noyel, noyel shall yemi. V'acharkach noyel shall smile. The Barais says, the seidus faker, first yemin and then smile. So it's a stira to Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yosef, hashte de san yahochi. No, the Barais says, yenoyel shall yemin. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi. And Rabbi Yochanan said that yenoyel shall smile. The ovet hochi ovat, or the ovat hochi ovat. So whatever one does is good. He's in good company. If he does the right foot, so he's doing like the Barais, he does the left foot, he's doing like Rabbi Yochanan. See Klor and Taisvis, what Pshat and Rav Yosef was. Omalei Abaye did not like this psak of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, whatever you do is good. Oda Rabbi Raise, Oda Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei Abaye, Dilme Rabbi Yochanan, Homas Nisan Lahavishmili. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan did not know of this Baraisa. The Avishmiele have a Hodabay. So maybe he would be Chayza. Maybe there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan the Baraisa, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't know of the Baraisa. Rabbi Yochanan would have known he would have been Chayza. Or the Inamishmiele, if he knew of the Baraisa, or Kesava ain aloche kaise mishne, so he was Machia, that aloche is not like that Baraisa. So that we have to do like Rabbi Yochanan. So it's not a hefkevelt. We have to know the mitzias. If Rabbi Yochanan didn't know about the Baraisa, so you have to do like the Baraisa. If Rabbi Yochanan didn't know about the Baraisa, so you have to do like, and he didn't pass on the Baraisa, you have to do like Rabbi Yochanan. But Stamazai, David Kemarovit, David Kemarovit. The Sfas Emes says, that was Dav Zayin. So Dav Zayin, Klal von Ein Sofik Moitzmi Dei Vadai. What does that mean? That means the Baraisa says Klal Noyel Shel Yamin. That's what the Baraisa says. And Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know. Is he Choylik on the Baraisa? Or is he not Choylik on the Baraisa? So Memele, so we have Klal a Baraisa. We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So we should Paskel Nochel like the Baraisa. That was Nichlal in Abayis Kashi. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Yirei Shemayim Yoytze Yidei Shteim. Yirei Shemayim is Yoytze both. Monei Mar Barei Beravne. Heichi Ovid. Sayim the Yemine. He put on the right shoe first. V'loi Kota. It wasn't Kosher the right shoe. V'sayim the Smolei. Then he put on the left shoe. V'kota. And he tied the left shoe. Or the kotel the yemina, and then he tied the right shoe. Omar Ravashi chazina la Rav Kahane the loy kopet. Rav Kahane pesazoi did not make an asik at all with the shoes and with the tying. Pesazoi amolazoi amolazoi. See, he didn't hold this to such an inyan. Zot Rashi avahoda bay. If he would have known of the Baraisa. Or ein haloch, maybe Rabbi Yochanan held ein haloch, Rabbi Yochanan bin ala mevat. Yaitzi de shteyem ovet kitavayu. Besayim de smole vekota. Nimtza ni'ilas yemin kaidemes lesmoel kimas nise. Okshira smoel shal yemin ke Rabbi Yochanan. Before we see the top tises, let us see the next tises. V'sayim the smole v'kota, oimeribo, the davke le'inin k'shire hu dechshive shel smoel tvei.
Bishum dachshives tefillin hu bekshire. Dachshives of tefillin, suppose you pshat in Tosfos is, the whole chshives was to be, not to put tefillin on the left hand. To be koishet tefillin on the left hand. So memele, so here he's reckoning with the chshives of yamin, and he's noyel yamin tchile. He's reckoning with the chshives kshira of tefillin, and he's koishet the smell tchile. Avol ipchaloi. But to do fakert, stamazoi, if he would do fakert, it's not pshat, he's yoitze, abyssal azoi and abyssal azoi. I heard that they have to ask the kasha, the Ramo brings down a machloikis and hilchis mezuzah, how you make a mezuzah. Others hold vertically, others hold horizontally. So the Ramo says you make it on a slant. So there's nishtay and nishtayar. I mean, what did he accomplish over here? It's not vertically, not horizontally. Unless every slant is called vertically and horizontally. Abal koponim, but this means to say it's not a samazoi, abyssal azoi and abyssal azoi. It was taki yotze yidei shteim. Because the whole chshivis of smile is the kshire, and the whole chshivis of yamin is the sime. Ola hai taime, yesh lino shal yamin tchila b'min alayim sh'ein b'em kshire. So if you don't have any laces, so according to everyone, you go and you put on first the right shoe. The Sant Rabbi Kivege brings down from the Emek HaMelech, so they both mot mekasher given the left foot, the left shoe to the left yad. So he says, because Chazal tell us that why was Klal Yisrael zoiche to retzuah shel tefillin? Because Avraham Avinu said, Michut ha-tzoroich nal. So from the tzoroich nal, he was zoiche l'retzue shel tefillin. So since we were zoiche to the retzue of tefillin through the tzoroich nal, is memele, so therefore one should be magdim the tzriches ha-nal kekshires ha-tefillin. Since the tzoroich nal brought to us the kshiras atvilin, so memela we have to be machshiv disroich now, just like the kshiras atvilin. That's what the Emek HaMelech says. Now let us see the top Tosfos. The Ovid, Ochi Ovid. So Tosfos did not want to say that Rabbi Yosef is saying, since it's a machloikis and we don't know how to paskin, so you can do whatever you want. Because that doesn't make sense. Fakert, we said the cheshbon is fakert. If you don't know, so fakert. And sofik meitzim devadai. So Tosfos says Rabbi Yosef had a different mahalach in the Barais and Rabbi Yochanan. Perish. The Barais loy pligia Rabbi Yochanan, v'loy Rabbi Yochanan a Barais. That's a Rabbi Yosef loymshad. V'chi pirushi. Kitfilin, Rabbi Yechanan knows kitfilin, that means as I, af al gav, di yamin, cheshuve, le'in yin boyin, yadin boyin, regu. He also knew the zachshivis of yamin. Tchein linyin chalitze, yochel lino shel smel tchile. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. That means even though yamin has zachshivis, but smel also has zachshivis. And Barais and Ami Kamash Malon, the Aval Gav, the Smail Chshuve L'Tvillin, Yochelino Shal Yamin Tchile. He says, Rabbi Yosef, learn Pshat. The Rabbi Yochanan is only telling us his Achshivis in Smail, the Barais is telling us his Achshivis in Yamin. But I'll call upon him, you can do whatever you want. Im Taima, if that is Pshat and Rabbi Yosef, אם כן, עמי הקפיד רב יוחנן לרב שמעון, שנוסן לוי של ימין, כי אם די יוחל לינל איזה שירצה תחילה, if according to רב יוסף, רב יוחנן and the Barais hold that each one, they're shoving, so ממילא, so now, we'll be magdim די ימין, she'll smile, what's the problem? So therefore, the Ri does not want to learn like that. וניר לרי דוחי פירושה. The Ovid Hochi Ovad. Mi sheroitze lachavev shel smoil, mi she mitzvah tfilin, arishus biyodi. U mi sheroitze lachavev shel yamin, yoiser, mi she mechshivah shel yamin, Parashus Biyodai. That is Pshat. Pshat is that Be'emesin, you can't say, they're not, you can't make Shovin, because each one has a different Maila. There's a Maila of Smoil and a Maila of Yamin. And it seems you have to be Beicher. You have to be Beicher. You can choose a Maila to be Beicher, to be Magdam this to this, of this Maila. Rabbi Yechana Yadarke Lachaviv Kol Shoshel Smoil. Yaisa, of Shimon Bar Abba, Oya Yodeya Min Hogai. That means one can be Boicher what to do, but after your Boicher is Fakert, so that's that has the Din Kedime. So there's the Din Kedime, so Rabbi Yechanan had Akpode when Rav Shimon Bar Abba brought him Shal Yemi. Tana Rabban. Kshehu noyel, noyel shal yamin, vachakach noyel shal smoil. Kshehu choylet, choylet shal smoil, vachakach choylet shal yamin. By chalitza one should be magdem the smoil to yamin. Why? Choylet shal smoil, zot rashi, dizel kvoidai shal yamin. Not that there's a mailen chalitza smoil, but that the yamin still has the manol, so that's the kvoidei shal yamin. Bekulu garsinin shal yamin bereisha, chutz michoilet. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but bachsach mir, it's brought down in Hilchos kvoid talmidei chachomim, that in the knise and the bayis and the cheder sheyesh by mezuzah, the din kovid is that the godel should go in first. But by going out, the kovid is that the godel should go out last, because faker he's in a cheder sheyesh by mezuzah. So leaving it, leaving this cheder is faker. The longer one stays, it's a tamayla to remain there. So there's no din kibbut to kick him out first. Fakert, the cotton goes out first. This is l'chayra mamish, this svore. That fakert, that the longer the yamin will have the manul, that's kvoidoi shal yamin. Kshu roichet, roichet shal yamin, fachar kach, roichet shal smoil. Kshu soch, soch shal yamin, fachar kach shal smoil. Reitze losseich kol gufoi, soch reishe tchile, mimneishu melech al kol evot. Zogt Rashi, gar nicht. Zogt die Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, veloi betfilin, that a person should not go out with tfilin. Omar Rav Safre, loi teime alibe demandi omar, Shabbos loves man tfilin hu. You shouldn't say that the iser to go out with tefillin is because we hold Shabbos loves man tefillin. So that's why the iser to go out with tefillin. Elo lafilu leman diyomar Shabbos man tefillin hu lo yetze. That means even though Shabbos man tefillin, and by asering to go out with tefillin, we are oiker mitzvah tefillin. Al koponim, when he's yaitzil or shusarabim, we are speaking about people who used to wear tefillin the whole day. So Shabbos man tefillin, you should wear tefillin the whole day. Afal pikein is also a din lo yaitze. Dilme osi le esuyei ber shusarab. For wear tefillin the whole day, he might carry it in the rishusarab. Let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Why should I declare he's carrying it? It's a tachshit. Why should he carry it? So Rashi says, Dilme shokiluhu mereishei imbo lefanois. If he's carrying the tefillin, he'll take it off his head, umamtilu dalad ames, and he'll carry it dalad ames b'shusarab. So memele, so that's why they were oiker mitzvahs tefillin,
Al-Kaponim Bershus Arabim, because he might come to carry it. Even the behold, Tfilin, Shabbos Man Tfilin. Now, Taisus had a different girsa in our Gemara. Taisus had a girsa, Dilme Mifsiki, maybe the Ritzue might tear, but Osi Lasayinu Dalad Amis Bershus Arabim. The chash was, it's Ritzue might tear, so he can't wear it, so he'll carry the Tfilin Dalad Amis Bershus Arabim. Kosha l'ri, v'afilu l'chayshin en dulma mifsiki. Why do you have to have psapsanuch shash? The ritzuis won't have ariches yomim, the might tear, mitten Shabbos. It's also mishum de zimnen ditzach l'beis akise. This is a poshetach shash. V'osi l'seyino dal damas b'shus haramim. The hochi omar l'kamon gabi kemeya. The Gemara, the sugi later by kemeya mentioned such a svore. That one is not allowed to wear a kameya if it has a kedusha, because he might come and bring it into a basic, and he'll have to take it off, he might carry it. Mitoich perish akuntres mashme, loigoras dulme mifsiki, u perish dulme shokelu miroisha im bolofanis. Tak he said this pshat. Vakodesh mikurvi loimer, de gosina lo shaper. That were taki goyres dulme mifsiki. Aye. Why do you need this chash? There's a poshet chash. He might take it off before he goes into the beis akise. It's the time of the mifsiki letfilin shel yat. Tein tzorich lachlois kishe tzorich le beis akise. Elo shel roish mishum shin. So amoyre dike mechudish dike kodish mikovil. That in Taisvis and Menoches is Mavaya, because the Tfilin shall roi, should has a shin, the shin is a kedusha, some Mela, so he's not allowed to take the Tfilin shall roi shin, the base akise, out the shin. The Tfilin shall yad, the whole problem is the parshias. No, the parshias are mechupe bo'er. You have the Tfilin is covering the parshias. So Mela, so one is permitted to wear the tefillin shel roish kshetzorich lebeis, the tefillin shel yad kshetzorich lebeis akise. So mameila, so it says in the Mishnah one should not go out with tefillin. Als dulme the dulma osel asuy dal damas b'shus harabim. No, the tefillin shel roish mameila. But why can one wear the tefillin shel yad al koponim? So that the Gemara says, Dulme osi, Dulme mifsiki v'osi l'seyinu daladames b'shusara. Kabitzel Peterburg in Pri Yitzchok, Lemaise says pshat. He had a psvaistois, he was mesupik pshat in the Akodesh Mikilvil. In Chelik Aleph, he learned pshat, and the Pashtus Aloshin of Tosfos is like that. Dein tzorich lachloit kishetzorich lebeis akise. So what does that mean? So poshet means he goes into the beis akise and he's oiset tzrochov with the tefillin shel yad. That's the Pashtus Aloshin. Dein tzorich lachloit kishetzorich lebeis akise. Reveis tachos. Amoyre de kechidish. So Kaponim, he wants to say, so come out a gewaldike nach gemina laloch. He says, even though he won't be makel like the Kodesh Mikilvil to do it, Abelidach, if a person has to go to the Beis Akisi and takes off his tefillin, he's not allowed to make a broch on the shalyat, because maybe the loch is like the Kodesh Mikilvil and you're allowed to wear the tefillin shalyat and Beis Akisi. Flum dachme, to be makel like the Kodesh Mikilvil is olmanish, but one should be machme. And with the Kodesh Mikilvil, he wants to say in Iluya Sha'infal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Heichi domi chilul Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if I didn't go Dalad Amis without tefillin. So he says, he always bothered the kasher. Why is it a chilul Hashem? Tefillin need a guf noki. So Rabbi Yochanan is going Dalad Amis without tefillin. I mean, That's the Zahirus of Rabbi Yochanan. What's the problem? Why was it a Chilul Hashem? So he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan had problems. He never wore the tefillin shalosh. Once a year, put on the tefillin shalosh because he couldn't uncover his head. There was a kriris. He never wore tefillin shalosh. So all he wore was tefillin shalyad. He said, according to the Kodesh Mikavil, is gevalde. The tefillin shalyad, you don't need a gufnoki. Actually, can be oyster trochav bebeis hakisei. So Memele, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a chil Hashem if I'll go without tefillin shalyad. Tefillin shalosh, he never wore side by side. He was a chayla, he couldn't wear tefillin shalosh, and tefillin shalosh is mechuyif to wear. That he says in Chelek Aleph, the Rabbi Tzal Peterburger. But in Chelek Beis, yes, he's chayzer from this, and he says, the Kodesh Mikovil did not mean that one is permitted to be oise tzrocho while he's wearing the tefillin shalyat. Chas v'shalom. No, the Kodesh Mikovil meant as follows. By tefillin shalosh, the halach is one has to be chaylitz tefillov dalet ames before he enters the Beis HaKiseh. So they were afraid he might take off the tefillin dalet ames and then he'll go and carry the tefillin. Tefillin shalyad, one is permitted to enter the Beis HaKiseh while he's wearing the tefillin shalyad. So if he takes it off there, he'll put it back on there, but he won't. Not that the Kodesh Mikovil held that one is permitted lasa is tzrochav v'tfilin shel yad. No, it just means that one is permitted to wear tfilin shel yad till he enters the Beis HaKiseh. So memela there's no chash of shema yavirenu dalad ames b'shus harab. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Lo yeitze. So Rav Safra says that afilu l'man de yomar Shabbos zman tefillin, they all also were oiker mitzvahs tefillin als this gzeire. And if you hold Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, then it's poshet why it's osa. So you can learn two ways. You could learn if Shabbos loves man tefillin, it is also why, also alts this gzeire, but that's poshet. Since Shabbos loves man tefillin, we have a gzeire, so malonu l'tzor azoy, so yizicha shouldn't wear. If you hold Shabbos man tefillin, I would think, the einach anami, there's an efshoros, he might come to be mechalo Shabbos, aber leidoch is a Shabbos man tefillin, so why should be yoike al tefillin? The mitzvah of tefillin because of this chash, we have to know how shchiach this chash is. So he's telling us, no, for Shabbos man tefillin, we also were goyzer of this gzeire. Or it could be, we had mentioned yesterday the way the Sfasemis is medayik from the Loshna Rambam, that if you hold Shabbos loves man tefillin, so it's not, it's derech malbish, but it's not a real malbish. So they weren't matter really. Derech malbish means minateretz muta, but mit rabbonon they wouldn't be matter, since it's not a malbish gomor, so they wouldn't be matter. So memela dan is gogut the gemara. So if your Shabbos loves man tefillin, so then it's also ungzeres. It's also holds, since it's only derech malbish mit rabbonon they weren't matter this. If your old Shabbos man tefillin, so it's mamish a malbish, avol pikin they asad holds gzeres. Vika de masni lo aseife, vi im yotzo einei chayev chatos. Omar Rav Safra, loitem, the seife says that you're not chayev achatos. Loitem, alibe de man di omar Shabbos zman tfilinu, then you're not chayev achatos. Because it is a malbish, elo filo man di omar Shabbos lav zman tfilinu, einei chayev chatos. My time, derech malbish avide. This is considered derech malbish. That means it's even though, since it is worn b'choil, so mamela even though, so here's a teres malbish afilo in Shabbos. Leiteime beperek basra deireben, maisinen pluktaio bigmore, if Shabbos is mantfil and Shabbos is lav's mantfil. V'loi bekameye bizman she'ene minamumche. We had in the Mishnah that a person should not go out with a kameya if it is not from a mumche. Omar Rav Pope, loiteime ad de mumche gavre u mumche kameya. You should not say that mumcha means that you need, say, the person who wrote the kameya should be a mumcha, and say the kameya alone was umcha l'rapois. Alakivin the mumcha gavre aval gavle mumcha kameya, it is also sufficient. Ekonami diktoni v'loibe kameya bizman she'ein noy min ha-mumche, even though it is not from a mumche, v'loiktoni bizman she'ein noy mumche, sh'mamino that humche gavre is sufficient, even though loy humche kameya. Now we'll hear ya machloikes Rashi and Tosfos, what is called humche gavre and what is called humche kameya. The mumche gavre or mumche kameya. So Rashi says, how do you have a case that it's humche gavre and humche kameya? She also odom ze kameya zu legimul anoshim. So Rashi seems to say, and that's how the Tosfos HaRosh Lahem shat in Rashi, that this person had written one kameya. She'os odom ze kameya zu, this kameya, legimul anoshim. The nasa odom ze mumche, sheripo gimul anoshim, va kameya mumche, sheripo ksav ze gimul anoshim. That is the first pshat in Rashi. And that the Tosfos HaRosh is chaylik on Rashi, says we'll see on Omid Beis, if you have one kameya that was merape three times, so the kameya became humche. You see, this kameya worked, but the person, he just wrote one kameya. We don't see he's a mumche in writing kameyas. We see this kameya is God, a gerotne kameya. So therefore, he's chaylik on the first pshat of Rashi. Inami. Now there's a second pshat in Rashi. Shekosav odom ze, gimel mine kameyim, shel gimel mine chaloyim, le gimel anosh. This person, there were three different people who had three different sicknesses, and he wrote three different kameyim for each person. Hainu ismachi gavre bechol kameyim sheyase lo'ilom. So this person became now a mumche for all kameyas. Now, to understand Rashi, Rashi Namad Beis really brings a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says as follows. If a sheir was negeach, a sus, a chamoir and a gomol, so the sheir becomes a mu'ed to kol aminim. And to understand this halacha, Abul Chanan Basaman explains the gather of Chazakah is Ein Hamikrais Masmidois, that coincidences, once can happen a coincidence, twice, three times something happens, there has to be a reason for these three occurrences. Not this is a Zoi, this is a Zoi. There has to be a common reason for these three coincidences. So Memele, so if a sheir is negeach achamoyer, it was negeach achamoyer, I can say it's a mikre, really it's a tame sheir, it's a tam. Achamoyer, it's a most hungry stuff, achamoyer, but it doesn't mean anything, you can't. Second time a sus, also doesn't mean anything. Third time a gomel. So Memele, so I see this is a wild sheir. You see, it's choice three animals, number one. Number two, I see it doesn't matter. It's not particular what animal it shtaises. Once it shtaises a chamer, once a gomel, once a sus. So the mele doesn't differentiate. It seems it can't get along with any animal. So I'm permitted to say that a giraffe, if I'll see a giraffe, I'll also shtais the giraffe, because I see it doesn't differentiate between the meaning. So the mele, this is what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, if this person was able to cure three machlis, three different machlis with three different refuas, so we see this person is he's a isha ishkailis, a kenda malache. So memeles, I say he's good for other machlis also. Ismachi gavre. This the Tosfos HaRosh does not want to be soibul. He says, vi nisht vi, there is a bekiyas in the machle and in the ksivis, here you need knowledge. In wildkeit memele, it says, I will the shoyer, and this came an uptight, since I will the shoyer, and I can't get along with these three animals, mistome, it won't get along with a giraffe either. That, in wildkeit came a boy in a chazoke. But he tain is, here you need knowledge. So I see, three machles, he knows how to cure three machles. But that does not make him, that he knows how to cure all machles. So Mamela, so he doesn't like this, the assumption that Rashi says he becomes this machi gavre, v'chol kameye sheyasa loylo. Umumche kameye, shenasis kameye zu, legimol anoshim mechoyle ze. Now, if this kameya, one of the kameyas, will be merape three people, so that's called umche kameya. Bein shekosva roife ze, bein shekosva roife acher, nasa ha kameya mumche. Now Rashi says in the second Lashon, gora oichet abachudish nikizah, that if this kameya helped for three people, so the ksav alone, which we also have to understand, what's the raya that the ksav is the ksav is the criteria over here, unless Rashi holds that if it wouldn't be the ksav, he wrote it for this person, so it has to have a connection the for the person who was written for. But the Zeh Mechudishtik, this is also very Mechudishtik what Rashi says, because Mechitesi, it's the Ksav, maybe it's the Ksav through this Mumche knows how to write it. Here Rashi says that it becomes, with the Ksav alone, the Iker is the Ksav. It's not totally in the Kosev. Shver zu verstehen. Elo, given this machi gavre, begimel mini kameyes le gimel b'nei odom. Afal gavle is machi kameyes, le ripe kameyes ze odom e oilom. You have a person who's now a mumche, now he wrote a fourth kameye. Is min a mumche, mash me me odom mumche. Bulo iktoni bezman she'ein e mumche, dela ve mash be de kopid, a mumche kameye atzma, that the kameye is to be a mumche. Kamei ein alolosh and kesher, or the ikrin shal sharoshe samamonim, if there are certain herbs, namikruyin kamei. It's also called a kamei. Ad mimchi gavre mimchi kamei. Zok taisves, nira le ri. So from the taisa rosh we see that the ri did not disagreed with Rashi's two cheshbainis. Harashi made humchi gavre and humchi kamei. So the Ri says a third pshat. Nigelerli. Sheim kosav lachash echod bisholosh igrois. He wrote one lachash in three different igrois. Veripu shloshton gimel b'nei odom. Kol echod odom echod. So this person wrote three kameyas, one lachash, and it was merape three people. Haini mumchi gavri. Oh, that's called Mumchi Gavri. You see, this person wrote three different kameyas, the same lachash, so we see he knows how to write this lachash, and it works. It was marapa, three different people. V'chasheripu shloshtom odom echot. If these three kameyas will be marapa one person, boy he besomuch. That's not muchach, he becomes a mumche. I mimchi gavre oiloi. Could be the person who was wearing this kameya, he's affected by kameyas. Could be it's the schus of the loivish, lav davka the schus of the kaisev. So in order for the kaisev to become a mumche, he has to write for three different people. Vedavke lo oisei lachashu mumche. And from this lachash, I see he's a mumche. So here, Taisus is chaylik on the first of Pshatim of Rashi. First of all, according to the first Rashi says, with one kameh, he becomes a mumche. Taisus holds no. He has to write three kamehs. The second Lashon of Rashi, Rashi held three different lachoshim, we become a mumche lachol lachoshim. Taisus holds us, there's no such thing. Three the same lachoshim will become a mumche for that lachosh. V'davke shekosvam hu. And after these three times, so Pshat is, I'm told that he is the mumche avalach aloi. That's called humche gavre. Vim kol achas me igrois. Now, ripo sholosh pomim afilo odom echot. Now, if each one of these igrois will be merape three people, or three times one, afilo three times one purpose, one person, mumche shloshta. Not the lachash becomes a mumche, this igeres becomes a mumche. That's called vahayna mumche gavre, mumche kameyem, shekameyem ze humche sheripo sholosh pomim, vekosvoy ode mumche shekosov sholosh kameyem vahilu shloshta. That's how Tosfos says pshat numche gavre, numche kameyem. Aval gav deloy mimchi kameya. So Rav Papa said that lahalocha you're permitted to wear kameya, even though loy mimchi kameya, as long as umchi gav. Nire de koshkein mimchi kameya veloy gavre. Umchi kameya zicha will help. He says you don't need umchi kameya. Shamchos kameya odife mehamchos haroife kedemuchach lekamo. Tamchos kameya pshitalei tismachi afilu bechad gavre. If one person was healed three times from one kameya, we say humche kameya. We don't not toil it in the mazel of the person. Bismachi gavre misafkle ismachi bitlas kameya lechad gavre eloi. But if one person wrote three kameyas for one patient, and they helped, they had the Gemara's Mesupik, if he became a mumche. So we see that hamchos akameya is more choshuv than hamchos agavr. Av agav deloy mimchi kameya. Koshel arashbe. Heichi mashkachos lo dismachi gavre veloy kameya. Kiven shayish mumche lichtev lachash ze im kein igeres zu shekosa badi toyo. So why it's called the loy mimchi kameya? If he became a mumche, so his kameyas already are, one can be assured that his kameyas will help. So what's that the loy mimchi kameya? By Mary de nafke mine shim ovda machosa. He lost his macho. Shekosa of gimel kameya. Loy heilu. Zimhumcha kameya, moyel afilo ovad oda machose. So that it's possible, humcha kameya, vloy humcha gab. Vloy ktoni bizman sheine mumcha. Koshel arashbe, tilma lo ilom binin tavayu. Viyava toni hochi, ava mashme mumcha kameya, vloy gabre. So that's why he says you need both, not that one is sufficient. Shloime deine mumche mash meshaper bein agabre bein akameye. Olo kamantanya izir kameye mumche mekmina lo lamchuye gabre. So memele if it would say, bizman sheine mumche, I alone could figure out that both have to be mumche, inside the koise, inside the kameye. Tonu rabon, eizehu kameye mumche, kol sheripo vishono Vishilesh. A kameya mumche is that it was marapa three times. Echot kameya shel ksa, vechot kameya shel ikrin. Echot choyle sheyesh bo isakone, veechot choyle sheein bo isakone. Loi, now these are the people who are permitted to wear the kameya. Choyle sheyesh bo isakone, choyle sheein bo isakone. In loyshe nichpe, not only a person who had the sickness of epilepsy, so he's allowed to wear a kameya to prevent it, elo sheloy yichpe. If it runs in the family and he's wearing a kameya
in order not to become an epileptic, that's also permitted. Bekoisher umater afilu bershus harab. He's permitted to tie and to untie the kameya in the rishus harab. Ubilvad, shelo yiksherenu bishir ubetabas, v'yeitzei bei bershus harabim mishum mares ha'ayim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, I think the Makeyu is going on the Chayli attacks the Roish, the Roish, the Moichai, and the Pilai. Ubilvad, shleik sherenu bishir, etz oda bracelet, mitnei maris hain. Loi merzi command the boy leil refu, attaching it to an ornament, to a tachshit, so it doesn't look like he needs it for refu, elo le tachshit. Seems like it's a tachshit, velav tachshit too. Elo machmas daigis choyli it is mutter. So therefore, if he puts it on a shir and a tabas, so memele, there's a chash hastis that people will be choshit him that he's wearing it l'shem tachshit, and that is also. There, we had once mentioned there's a machlekes harishonim if a zochor is permitted to wear a tachshit. The shitas harabein atam is that they only ask for the nekeve because they're shachtsonius, they're people who are show-offs. So by then, we were geyser, he might go and take it off and show it to someone. But by a zocher is, they want geyser. That's shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and other rishonim are chilek on the Rabbeinu Tam. They hold the gzeira of tachshitim apply to anoshim also. The Rabbeinu Tam, one of the rayas of the Rabbeinu Tam was from this gemara. This Gemara says, "Ubavatch leik sherenu bishir ubetabas v'yetsi bei bishus harab." He shouldn't tie it to his tabas. At Rabbi Netam gefrekt, "What's a tabas? How's he? Where trok the tabas? But todoch nish trogen a tabas. It's not to wear tachshit. Is a raya? A man is allowed to wear a tabas. Talgas haaloche, but upon him the kameya should not be attached to the tabas. That was one of the rayas of the Rabbi Netam." The Ritve and the Rashba say that it's no right. Could be he's not allowed to wear a tabas. No, if he'll attach the kameya to the tabas, we don't have to be afraid that he'll take off the tabas, because since the kameya is attached to it, he won't take off the tabas out of the kameya. Fakert, since he's so dependent on the kameya, so there's nothing but to worry about. Now the Gemara says it'll backfire. Meiker adin take the kameya is machshir the levishus atabas. No, we are afraid. We're afraid that people might say that he's wearing the kameya l'shem tachshit. So outside he's not allowed to attach the kameya to the tabas.